This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's 6 Minute English. Joining me again today is Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Kate.
Well, in today's programme, we're talking about books and reading. So are you a keen reader, Rebecca?
I used to be, but I must say these days I'm not reading as much as I used to, unfortunately. I don't seem to have the time. And what about you?
Oh, I love reading, but like you, I don't seem to have that much time anymore. But I do have lots of books in my house, some of which, I hate to say, I haven't read yet. We often hold an emotional attachment to books, keeping them for years, lending them to friends, or giving them as presents. But all this may be about to change, as in the last few years, some major companies have made available millions of books online, which can also be downloaded onto electronic readers. Can you explain what electronic readers are?
Certainly. An electronic reader is a small handheld computer capable of storing hundreds of books in electronic form and displaying the pages as clearly as in a real book. So it's an electronic book, or otherwise known as an e-book.
It all sounds terribly modern, but I'm sorry, I just don't like the sound of that very much. I love books and the way they feel. I love going to bookshops and buying a whole collection of brand new books. What do you think? Would you prefer to start reading your books on screen?
Well, I can see how it would be handy, and it would be great to stop having to carry those huge volumes around with me, not to mention freeing up some space in my home. But having said that, I think I already spend too much time looking at a computer screen as it is, so perhaps just for the sake of my eyes, it wouldn't be such a good thing.
Okay, well, moving on, here's my question for this week. An old book which looks as though it's been read by many people can sometimes be referred to in one of the following ways. Is it A, cat-tailed, B, dog-eared, or C, mouse-nosed?
I think I know which one this is, but I'm going to say cat-tailed.
OK, interesting choice. We'll find out the correct answer at the end of the programme. So now we're going to hear from two people about what they think of e-books. Before we listen, could you explain what the word Luddite means?
A Luddite is someone who is averse or unwilling to adapt to changes in technology. Someone who refuses to learn how to use a computer or mobile phone, for example.
And concept adjustment.
This expression means to change the way we think about something, especially if we feel very strongly that something should be a certain way.
Thanks. So let's listen to the first extract. How does the speaker, John Sutherland, feel about e-readers?
Everyone has got a Luddite inside, you know, and everyone thinks, you know, I don't need mechanics, I can read and I can handle libraries, I'm in control of the information sources I have. The point is that, you know, we all need a big concept adjustment. It's going to happen in 2 or 3 years' time.
He said everyone has a Luddite inside that doesn't want anything to change, but that we had to accept it was going to happen in as little as 2 or 3 years. I suppose he's likely to be right. At the moment, most people are likely to say they don't like the idea of reading a book on a computer. But then we all said the same about newspapers and music, didn't we?
Yes, but the idea still makes me feel quite sad to think of all those wonderful old books being replaced by a computer. Are we really going to have to start speaking about the books we read today as antiquarian? This is a word that means special or old.
Well, some people are even beginning to speak of books as being sacred. This means to be considered holy and deserving of very special respect because of a connection with God. What does the second speaker, Peter Florence, think of this?
I don't think the book is sacred. I think the story is sacred, the writing is sacred, and the means by which you get it can be any you like. What will happen as electronic media presents stories more availably is that the old antiquarian stuff will become more valuable.
Interesting. He doesn't think the book itself is sacred or special. He thinks that the story itself is the important thing. He thinks that as more and more of us begin to use the electronic media, that the antiquarian or old-fashioned books will become more valuable.
Valuable? Well, that's good to hear. At least some of our old books will have some use. But yes, he does have a point, don't you think? What is it we actually value? Is it the story and narrative or the book itself? It brings up some interesting issues of what it is we really like about books, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I still can't imagine everyone reading books on computers, though. Do you think we'll be sitting here in 3 or 4 years' time finding it completely normal?
I think it might be the case, yeah. Economics will win out. That's my prediction.
Oh, how depressing. Oh, well, now on to the question I asked you earlier. Which expression describes an old, well-read book? Is it A, cat-tailed, B, dog-eared, or C, mouse-nosed?
And I said cat-tailed.
I'm afraid you were wrong. The expression is dog-eared.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So a well-thumbed book or a well-read book is often referred to as dog-eared.
This means when the pages are all bent and many people have read it.
Thanks. Well, now let's run over the rest of the vocabulary we heard in today's programme.
We had electronic readers, e-book, Luddites, concept adjustment, sacred, and antiquarian. And don't forget dog-eared, of course.
Thanks, Rebecca. That's all we've got time for. Until next time, and while you're still able to get your hands on a real book, happy reading. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.